Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. I would like to welcome everyone who are calling in and who are listening on to this link of this show. First of all, my name is Tina Saley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, metaphysical teacher, and healing arts teacher. Tonight, I am bringing two of my past students who are now practitioners of Akashic Records practitioner. And we are going to be open up Akashic Records, and we are going to be reading your soul contract. And what my past students or this practitioner is going to do is going to tap into Akashic Hall, access your book or your soul book, and they are going to be explaining and telling you what your book looks like, and even meet your master or your higher self or your guide, and they'll be telling you about what's happening in your life, your path, your destiny, why you're here, etc. So quickly, I'm going to introduce those students and those practitioners. The first person is Eve. Eve, good evening. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tina. Hello, listeners.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and just introduce yourself, please, and just let the listener know who you are, okay?
Of course.
I'm a little distracted this evening. I apologize because everything was like rush this evening. So I'm like lost my train of thought this evening. So go ahead, Eve. I'm just going to have you guys introduce yourself first and then, you know, just going to allow me a little time to kind of get myself settled in too. So go ahead, Eve.
Thank you. I am a psychiatrist who graduated from UCLA Medical School, and I am a natural-born empath. I had not realized so long ago that I could literally treat souls, though, which was actually what I had verbalized that I wanted to do way back when I started in medicine. So since then, I have had a significant spiritual awakening. I am now available to do readings. I have my information on Tina's website, subconsciouschannel.org, I think, but she will tell you because sometimes I'm not correct, so she will tell you the right one.
Subconsciouschannel.com is subconsciouschannel.com. All right.
It's now .com because I thought that's what I said
.com
before.
And .info. Yeah, we actually have a few websites, .com and .info.
Subconsciouschannel.com
is... Right. Subconsciouschannel.com is my personal website, but it has a listing of all practitioners. So you can go there and get it. Yeah, they can get your information from that site. Or subconsciouschannel.info, and that's our meetup. This is where we list all the classes and activities. So, and all of you are, you know, members there. So the listener who wants to get more extended detail reading or healing from Chari or Eve this evening, or any practitioners who were my student before, you can go there at my meetup, subconsciouschannel.info, and become a member, and you can connect with all of them. Eve is there, too, and Chari is there, too. So go ahead, Eve. Sorry that I cut you off.
Oh, that's fine. I am an angel card reader, an Akashic practitioner, a chakra balancer, and a Holy Trinity communicator. My aim is to enlighten and empower and heal you, any of you who are interested in coming to see me regarding any concerns you have or any areas you would like to improve upon in your life. So, I am available for group readings, for individual readings, and I also do relationship readings. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eve. All right, next person, Chari. Chari, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, everybody. Okay, so my name is Sherry. I am a longtime student of Tina's. I love doing the Akashic Records, which we'll be doing tonight. What I really love doing is ascension and assisting in ascension. I also do astrology and tarot now too. So I would like to extend our thoughts and prayers out to our very loved Miriam tonight in a speedy recovery. So Anyway, she's another practitioner. Okay, so anyway, you can reach me on Tina's website. All my information is there. I'm so happy to be here tonight on this beautiful night, and looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely beautiful night tonight, and thank you, Shari. Thank you, Eve, for being here and you know, giving your time and doing this free reading for everyone who called in. For those who I haven't talked to, please be patient. I'm not sure how many people we're going to be able to go through tonight. We're going to try to do it as much as possible. Oftentimes, we don't know how many practitioners are going to come on to the show. Those are all my students. Eve and Shari were my past students about a few years ago. And they took many classes from me, and now they're very, very good readers, and you will get to experience that. Quickly, I would like to speak a little bit about what Akashic is, because some of you who call in may not be familiar what Akashic is all about, because I often get questions asked by that. Now, if you look on the internet and get the information what Akashic is all about, there you're going to find a lot of information about it. All right, and I would say all the information that you can access on the internet are all correct. You know, there's no right or wrong information. But I'm just going to summarize the meaning of Akashic to me. And basically, the Akashic is just the essence of our collective consciousness. Okay, Akashic have been taught as a place or the library where you can go in and open up your soul contract or your soul book. But really, all those contracts or the book or the library, it's really in each one of us, all right? We are the Akashic. We are that collective consciousness that we are co-creating our books and our story together as one giant collective consciousness. You know, the giant mind, the giant brain, or the supercomputer, and that's probably an easy analogy to compare with. It's just like a giant computer, and we, each one of us, is a mirror of that. Each one of us is like a desktop or an iPhone, and we can just put on a Google search and ask for information. And everyone has ability and a gift to do that, just to go inward, connect with who you are or your higher self or the God within you or divine within you, because each one of us is that. Each one of us has a gift to access, okay? I don't believe that anyone has special gift or has more gifts than another or born with it, because all of us is the same. All of us, each of us, is a drop of the ocean. Once you throw all those, each drop into the ocean, we're all one and the same, equal. We're all equal, all right? So, I encourage everyone to access your own Akashic, meaning, you know, just to learn how. When I teach, I just teach you a technique or a template, how to connect to yourself, how to write your own book, how to access your own history, your book. And in order for you to be connected to yourself, to find yourself, discover yourself, and it's the best healing modality that you can ever find, because once you connect to yourself, you empower yourself, okay? And then you're going to be able to walk in a balanced path or in the middle path. And by doing so, you are ascending. You are expanding your awareness, your consciousness. All right. So I highly recommend that. You know, you don't necessarily have to do it as a career or what you like. It's just for yourself. For your own self-growth, okay? So I offer these classes. You can check out some of these classes on my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. And the next class, believe it or not, is tomorrow. But that one is for those who want to take class via telephone conference call. It starts from noon to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So you can go to my meetup, subconsciouschannel.info, and look it up. And next class is going to be next week, next Monday, and next Saturday in person in Los Angeles. All right? So quickly now, we're going to go ahead and get started with this show, because I know each one of you is very anxious to get reading and just kind of get experience what it's all about. All right? So we're going to do that now. And I am going to start by guiding a quick, short meditation. Okay, as a group here, so I'm going to ask everyone to pay attention to my voice and begin to close your eyes now. And as you close your eyes, begin to slow down by focusing on your breath at this moment. And just begin to take a deep breath in. Just breathing, breathe. Just follow the breath and let it flow down. Just feel the flow and becoming aware of your body, becoming aware of how your breath is affecting every part of your body, in and out. And just feel the flow of this breath traveling down, gently, softly, all the way down. Perhaps you may feel as if your body begins to expand bigger and bigger. You may even begin to feel lighter. And when you're ready, begin to just exhale through your mouth. And now let's begin to breathe in again. And tell yourself to slow down at this moment. And the only thing you're going to focus is your breath. It is this breath that gives you this life force energy, that gives you life. And just feel the flow of this breath begin to expand inside your body. And just feel so relaxed at this moment as you listen to the sounds of my voice. And slowly exhale through your mouth, gently, letting go of everything, all the stress that you have carried in this morning. Just let it all out through your breath. Ask this breath, just take it away. You don't need them, just let it all go. Let's begin to take another deep breath in now. And with intention that this breath is going to bring healing, is going to bring joy, is going to bring some answer to your heart and your soul. And let it flow in now. And feel even more relaxed at this moment. So now, slowly, I'm going to ask everyone to just come back to your body. You begin to feel much lighter and much more relaxed at this moment. It doesn't take much to relax, just 3 deep breaths. And when you do so, you begin to slow down everything. You're slowing down your thoughts. You're slowing down your emotions. And this is when you can begin to tap inward. Listen, ask, an answer will be given to you just by feeling it, knowing it, hearing it. Take a little practice. So now we're going to begin with the first person. And I wanted to bring up a little bit message here. You know, if any of you don't get reading, just know that by listening to all the readings today, you are guided to come here in this blog talk. The universe brought you here to listen. And just because if you don't get picked for the reading, just listen to other people's reading, because trust me, those answers, those readings from other people will resonate with you, will answer your questions. And this is how it all works, because really, we are one. So oftentimes, I listen to all these readings, and it will answer my questions. All right? So just enjoy and have fun. And we're going to have fun today, all right? So let's get started with the first person. Lori, area code is 360-733. All right. Good evening, Lori. Welcome
Good evening.
To the show. How are you?
Hi,
Lori.
I'm okay.
Hi, how are you? Good?
Hi.
Good. Lori, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Lori, I want you to just go ahead and state your name 3 times for Evan Chari to tap into your frequency or vibration. I have already given them your date of birth, so that way you don't have to make an announcement here. But just by the sounds of your voice, they'll begin to pick up a lot of things. Okay? So go ahead and set intention to receive messages and just state your name 3 times.
Lori, Lori, Lori.
Okay. So while these ladies are accessing your information, you know, in the beginning, the first person, it takes a little bit of time. They have to kind of go in and they get visual with it and they hear a lot of things and they write down quite quick. So before they come back and give you messages, I would like to announce again, you know, follow our blog talk here. This is not the only show that I'm doing. I also do other shows such as Trinity Reading. Trinity Reading, we do that every week. You know, usually it's on every Thursday, but this Thursday we're going to skip because I'm going to be out of town and we're going to come back next week. And every Monday we have a Akashic. But it is always different. We rotate them between open up your soul contract, relationship reading, past life reading, Akashic healing room, ancestor healings, and all kind of stuff that, you know, I rotate different type of show on every Monday in regards to Akashic. And then we're going to start doing a chakra reading, aura reading, life path reading, angel card reading. I'm going to be offering all these classes. I do offer a lot of classes in person and via telephone calls as well as Skype if you are not in the United States. I also teach out of the country. So just go ahead and join my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info. Eve and Cherry, any of you is ready for Lori? No worry, you can cut in any time. And in the meantime, while I'm waiting, Lori, I'll be a little patient. Trust me, they'll get you a lot of information. Just
okay,
the first person to take a look at. All right. Go ahead, Cherry.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I feel like you're a little bit nervous or anxious calling in tonight, so thank you for calling and sticking in with it.
Thank you.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
So, Lori, I see you're well-balanced, and balance means a lot to you. Fairness means a lot to you. And I feel like you're beautiful. Yeah, inside and out. You're just a beautiful person, and people that know you speak of you like that. That she's a beautiful person inside and out. Okay, so with your soul contract and what I'm feeling you're here to learn, or what you signed on for in this life. It is recognizing the thinning of the veil at this time in this space, and I feel like you're many times like right on the edge of stepping into, I'm going to say like a portal, almost like a portal to another world. You can almost do that. You can do that, and you do that, but you're only now coming to actually realize that you are doing that. It's a little bit scary right now, I feel for you. But I feel in this life you will learn to master that, and I feel that that's part of why you're here. And this is a huge new possibility. Lori, are you following me at all? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not aware of stepping into a portal yet.
Okay, well, I think that you are, because that's what I'm getting. But I also, what I'm getting probably more than that is a little resistance to that. But I think you're doing it even when you don't even know you're doing it. And you will come to recognize it, and that's going to be a really fun thing for you. But I don't think it's going to be what you imagine it to be. And new possibilities are open to you at this very moment with that. And I would say that, you know, you've become a little complacent with some part of your experience right now. So we would say instead of allowing boredom, you know, and old ways of coping through escape, to take advantage of this thinning of the veil that's happening right now. And I'm sure that you feel that. And again, this portal just comes into a big way. So I think that you will find more in that. So in that, I would say that, you know, you can be and do and have anything you desire in an instant. You could be stepping into another world and bringing in a new experience, a huge experience. That's huge. That's something new, I think, for a lot of us. And so we congratulate you on that. So we would say that, you know, pay attention to the symbols that show up in your world right now, in particular these symbols that are here to allow you access to, shall we say, other worlds. Mm-hmm. And it's really not necessary to ask how or where or when or why. And instead, just know what you would like to experience, and you may find that you're just slipping in and out easily and that you're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually happening. I feel like, so I think that the number eight, or I'm not sure if it's the number eight or the infinity sign, is sure comes up big for you. So again, first thing I saw with you, Lori, was you like, at the edge of almost like this great, it's not really a cliff, but it's almost like a hole opening, that would be a portal, and you're just at the edge and you're just ready to stick your toe in and you're not quite sure. but you will, and you'll probably start dreaming about doing that before that actually happens. So I would say that that your contract, your soul contract, is to become more aware of these things that you can't usually see or feel, and they're not of your normal world. But things are changing, you know. We live in a time, you know, after 2012 where things are just different and time is different. And so I think part of your contract is recognizing that and not being afraid of it more than anything, releasing the resistance to it. So that was my first word, was resistance. And then so I would say just have fun with it and play with it and know that you're safe and that you have your angels by you always. And I suspect that you know that. You probably talk to them, and they probably talk back. So I think it's going to be really fun for you. So I would say just engage in these things that maybe don't feel normal to you, but that excite you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you got to lose? Try it.
Okay.
You're going to be okay. Your angels will be right with you.
That's great. That's good.
Do you have a question?
Well, I'd like to know about how my son's doing.
Mhm. Does he have a birthday coming up?
His birthday is August 26, 1986.
Okay, so, you know, he's going to be fine. He's just, like, in a transition-type mode right now, finding his own way. And I would say that the more you try to control it, the less he's going to want to be around you. So maybe that's, again, where that resistance is coming in. I can feel that he loves you very much, and he's probably, you know, as stubborn as you are, and all of us are. And God, it's hard not being stubborn as a parent, isn't it? So, you know what? He's going to be fine. He's just trying to figure it out too. And I would say, the more, you know, unconditional energy that you have going out to him, the more he'll want to be around you in your presence and enjoy your company. But that will happen. That will happen. You guys will find a good ground to meet. But and maybe it'll be something on this kind of realm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's going to be fine. It's just a misunderstanding. I'm sure you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a misunderstanding. Just put your love out there and don't put your emotions so much into it. Try to step back and look at it. Sometimes, like, you're at a movie theater and watching a movie and observe your situation, but don't engage always if the situation doesn't, if you can resist
mm-hmm.
engaging in it. Because sometimes, it's best just to step back and kind of watch it play out. And that doesn't mean that you don't love him any less. It just means that you're kind of looking at it from a different view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's in the records that we'll be back together. I mean.
It is in the records that you guys will be closer than ever. That you guys will be closer than ever.
Wonderful.
Okay. Okay, so there you go.
Thank you.
You guys are going to be a wonderful relationship.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Eve.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay. Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
There are a few things that I am sensing. One is when I am looking at different aspects of your soul, your male aspect is more developed, and I'll explain what that means. The male aspect is the more mental aspect. The female aspect is the more heart aspect. Okay, so, of course, you have a heart. It's just that right now, it seems, and for a while now, it seems as though mental activity has been predominating in the nature of worry. You are a thinker, and you are feeling dubious about something. And I'm wondering if that's something that I was feeling that you were dubious about was perhaps the relationship with your son. But I'm thinking that might be it, but I'm going to just stay more general so that you can apply this where it fits for you, okay?
Okay.
A worrier is a good word for you. I feel that you're worrying a lot and that you may need to enjoy life a bit more because whatever it is you're worrying about has been preoccupying you. I will go into this a little bit more. Basically, what I'm seeing is with that overactive mind, with thoughts about what might be happening that's not so positive, what could happen if things don't turn around, it's putting a damp blanket on the rest of you. Your heart has been becoming a little bit more walled off. There is definitely, I can sense a lack of self-power being sensed by you. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you that this is an illusion, but I'll explain why. Because the reality in life is we really don't have power over anything except what we want to do for ourselves. And then even then, sometimes the universe steps up and says, no, not yet. Okay. So it's not that you are any more lacking in self-power. You have other factors in the universe that are playing their role, playing out life lessons for you. You still have your power. You still have the power of choice. All right? And the words that come to mind as I am saying all of this and as I was thinking about you while Sherry was speaking, the words were compassion and forgiveness. So compassion, of course, means you have the heartfelt empathy for the suffering and misfortune of others, and yet you remain enough detached so that you don't take on their sorrow and distress as your own. Okay? Now, forgiveness requires that you first acknowledge and accept responsibility for your judgments rather than pretending they don't exist or professing to always keep a non-judgmental attitude. So once we realize that we have made judgments about things or that we are using judgment in things, we must realize this is human. And the next step after that realization is to release those judgments. All right? So you can think of someone with whom you have judgment or criticism and trust that the first person who comes to mind is the one to start with. All right? And you can think of two or three specific things that you might feel a little bit critical about this person with. And then you maybe put those things into a word, a good umbrella term. You can go to a quiet place, then sit and meditate or go inside yourself. Look for the part of you that's exactly like what you're judging in the other person. It doesn't have to take the same form. It can just be similar characteristics shining out in a different way, okay? Mm-hmm. Once you discover that part of you, say to it, I love you and I forgive you. It's so important to love ourselves enough and to forgive ourselves enough. I feel that your heart chakra, your heart is withholding right now. It's withdrawn. And that's part of this syndrome that I'm talking about. When you feel a lack of empowerment, then you might hold back from your heart. You might not want to emotionally invest anymore because you think you'll lose more power. You're already experiencing enough pain. So recoup your power, the power that you have over choices. And as you make choices more from your heart, activating your heart more rather than the dubious mentality of your head right now, you are going to empower yourself. You are going to open up your heart gradually to be able to express itself more, to engulf you in a self-love first, and then extend that expanded sense of love to the next person, particularly to the person that you're thinking about while I've said all of this. And also, what I would do is practice this at least once a day. It doesn't have to be with just one person. It could be with a few, but start off with one. Do this for the next few days and watch what happens. See what transitions occur inside of you, because we have things switch around inside of us before our external world switches around for us. All right? Just some words of encouragement. Also, in the meantime, before this bigger issue is resolved, find things to celebrate. You can rattle off in the evening or in the morning, whichever is better for you, if it helps you get up out of bed or if it helps you to fall asleep better. Think of the smallest things even that you are grateful for. Think of 10 things. You know, it's easy to think of 3 to 5, but if you really pump up that list, and I'm saying this for everyone who's listening now because I know that this can help everyone, just embrace those moments that are simple and beautiful and pure in life. And words also that come to me that can help you right now: creativity, communication, being artistic. Create a new world. Reframe what is going on for you right now and look at it from a different angle so that you can conquer it. Communicate. Speak from your heart. As your heart heals, you will be able to express what's inside of it more, not only to yourself but to others. And look at the world through the eyes of your heart. It will be a more artistic place. Enjoy time in nature or looking out at nature and in other things in life that are more artistic and less analytical, it's time to really pump up and tone up that heart aspect or that feminine aspect of your soul, because the situation is calling for it. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, Lori, everything resonated with you so far. I would like to ask that as a feedback.
Yeah, that was right on. You know, I really resonate with that. So that is what I need to do. I feel that too, and
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah, it's exactly the way I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, you have to keep everything positive, Lori. This has been a cycle for you. That's, you know, regards to your home and family situation. But everything will pass, all right? And
yep.
just we'll pray for you, and then just keep positive thinking, and just believe that things will be okay. Everything will work itself out, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right, I want to thank you so much, Lori, for sharing your beautiful energy here with us, and just, you know, stay positive, and that's what you can do right now, and have a wonderful night, and we're going to move on to the next person. And I think you end up giving Lori a Trinity reading, but that's fine. You probably were guided to do that with her. And but anyway, we're going to move to the next person, which is Kiana. Kiana, hello, Kiana. Good evening. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Kiana. Where are you calling from?
I'm good, thank you. North Carolina.
Welcome. So, Kiana, go ahead and state your name three times, please.
And actually, it's Kim. Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Kim. Yes.
Okay. All right, Kim. All right, so Kim, while Eve and Chara is accessing the soul record, just quickly, everyone, do not forget to follow this blog talk. If you need to contact any of these practitioners, or we also have other practitioner who comes on show as well, because every week, every night is different. And if you need to connect with any one of them, just go to my website, which is subconsciouschannel.com. All right, that's where we have a listing of all the practitioners who were my student before, and now they're professional readers and healers. You can connect with any one of them for more extensive detailed reading. And also, just go to my meetup if you're interested in taking any of my classes and workshops. I offer so many wide range of classes and workshops in person and also for distance students. So the website on my meetup is subconsciouschannel.info. All right, Eve and Shari, are you guys ready? All right, go ahead.
Yes. Hi there, this is Eve. How are you tonight?
Hi, Eve. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. All right. What I want, really, lesson from me, but from your higher spirit guides, have been telling me that it is possible for you to speak out more and to express yourself and who you are more. They are saying for you to let yourself stand out and be noticed. It seems that while you are a rather spunky and robust individual in a number of ways, there is something holding you back from letting people really know the real you. And it, to some degree. Now, you don't have to hide behind some of the facades that you've developed over the years. We all have. You know, we go to work, we have our workspace. We are with our friends, we have our friend face. We go home, we have another face. Here, some people tend to hide themselves behind all those faces as opposed to simply tempering down one aspect of our personality versus another when we're in different places. So while these personas that you have when you're in your different environments, while they've been highly adaptive and have helped you, and for that you can be grateful, there's more of you to express to the world, and it's ready to emerge. Now, I know it feels safe to remain inconspicuous sometimes and to kind of stay in the background in terms of who you really are. But when you play it safe like that, others don't have a real opportunity to know who you really are. And then you don't get to experience the richness of and the textures that are possible by participating more fully in an interpersonal relationship where people do know who you choose to be when you're just yourself. It's the ultimate thing to be able to just relax and be with someone. If you don't do that, it can even sometimes feel like you are a passive victim in your life. So I realize that being noticed does have some risks that could lead you open to judgment or criticism, especially if certain people are not used to you asserting yourself in a certain way. Now, while these are probably the harshest risks, they're actually very minimal. So you can just let go of any guilt or shame about coming out with who you are. You can wear colorful clothes, you can sing, you can dance, you can let others know your thoughts and your feelings. And you can do this with grace, with dignity and enthusiasm. You might even enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eve.
You bet.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. I'm sorry, you guys. I had to call back in. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Okay, so, Kim, the first thing that I'm sensing for you is to not worry about what other people think. About anything that you do or the way that you think, because really you kind of see the illusion for what it is. I see you as a happy person. I think that, you know, that's what you're here for. It's like one of your main things and themes in your life is to be happy and to for other people to see you happy, and then therefore they get happy. So that's a wonderful gift that you give to the world. So we thank you for that. and I feel like the sun just shines where you go. I want to say that the message I'm getting is about self-responsibility. And whatever you're asking about has something to do with you denying full ownership of your power. So you're contemplating, and you're very close to just stepping into your own place of power, just being there and not caring what anyone else thinks, attracting exactly what you want, and learning not to worry about what other people think about that is your goal. And that's not an easy task, because it's hard not to worry about what other people are thinking, because we are human, but we are marvelous human creators. So I would say, you stepping into your place of power is a beautiful thing, and that's what this life is about for you. And you do it beautifully. So... you have that. So I see a little boy around you. And the message that I'm really getting is, you know, just to ask for what you want and let the universe do the rest. Just learn to ask for what you want. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't worry about what other people think about your success or you coming into your place of power or everything that that brings. Because that's what you're here to do. That's a wonderful thing. So, congratulations on that, Kim. I love that about you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Kim, would you like to give feedback to the ladies reading for you?
Sure. Like with Eve said, I used to be a lot more assertive. And then, you know, something happened and I sort of stepped back. And I do everything still kind of like incognito. You know, it's not, I step out in front and do it. And so she's true about that. And I am starting, I'm at the point in my life where I really don't care about others. I like the people, I mean, I don't care what others think. I like my circle and I keep my circle tight. And because I know they're positive and good people.
Good.
I need to work more on, you know, making sure that, you know, trying to keep the other people out and that sort of thing.
Beautiful. Awesome. Well, so really appreciate your feedback here, Kim. And don't forget to follow our blog talk and join our group if you like, you know, to learn this yourself. So we would like to thank you very much, Kim, for being here and share your beautiful energy tonight.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much. Now, I just wanted to announce a little bit of a technical issue here, a little problem I have here. Looks like we have an internet interruption on my end here. So I pretty much lost all my contacts of all the callers. For the reason I can talk right now is because I'm calling from another phone, but my panel, I pretty much don't see any of my callers on the panel because my internet connection just kind of went out on me. So I deeply apologize for those who call in and have waited for this call. The last four who I talked to and were supposed to get reading today, please do call back next week. And because we only have about 10 minutes to go, so there's no use to trying to figure it out. I tried to come back on, and I did, and everyone on the call just disappeared on the panel here, so I have no idea how I'm going to connect with each one of you.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, this never happened before, so this is kind of interesting. You know, perhaps this is not meant to be, all right? So we sort of have to end the show a little quicker, but do come back next week. Follow up our blog talk so you get announcement of when our next show is going to come on. All right. And so, Eve, Chari, thank you so much for being here and sharing the beautiful gift and your time. And I want to thank you, everyone, for calling in. And I apologize for this technical issue. Do call back. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful night. Have a good night. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. I hope that wasn't me.
Yeah, thank you. Too much energy.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you, girls.
All right. Thank you.